You know, honestly, I kind of have to say that it crept in back in March after, you know, the win in Tampa and playing well there at Bay Hill as well. It became a possibility, and it was something that I knew that I couldn't miss. You know, it's an opportunity unlike any other that we get in professional golf, and you know, obviously, the experience is going to be incredible, and I wanted to be on the team, and you know, I kind of bounced around that 10th to 12th place kind of all year, and to have a couple good finishes here late in the season to kind of lock it up has been great, and I'm really looking forward to getting there as a team and seeing if we can't take a President's Cup title back to the international team for once.
Boy, talk about pressure too, because going in, everybody kind of had an idea of where you needed to finish to get that 10th and final spot, and you have a great tournament, you have a great weekend, you finish tied 13th this past weekend, and everybody knew what was riding on it. Did you feel that pressure, playing professional golf, do you just feel that each and every round?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I knew exactly what I needed to do as well. I mean, I had enough people reminding me these last few weeks about it, so... But I never felt any sort of added pressure because of that. It never at any point while playing ever crept into my mind of, this birdie putt could be big or I need to get this up and down. And, you know, I think I've done a really good job all year of just being able to 100% focus on the shot at hand. And I'm just I don't want to say relieved. You know, a little disappointed of how Monday went. I thought I could have done a little bit better job of staying in the tournament, but there's a lot of great things that came out of the finish this weekend.
Adam Hadwin joining us here on Sportsnet 650. It's the program with Walker and Rintoul. Adam, Andrew mentions pressure, and there's been a lot of it this year. You shot a 59, you won a tournament, you've played majors. When you look back at this season, where did you feel the most pressure?
That's a good question. I mean, honestly, I think after the win, more than anything, I probably just put a little bit too much pressure on myself, for the previous 3-4 months. Not any one particular situation or, shot or tournament, but just in general, after sort of feeling that success and playing well and breaking through and getting the victory, it was like I was going to do it every week. You know, I expected myself to win every week. And, the expectations probably just got a little bit high, and I just got frustrated a little bit too easily. Maybe tried to do some things I probably shouldn't have. And, I think I just kind of felt a little bit of pressure to perform. More than anything, just put it on myself. But I've kind of backed off a little bit. I've learned from that a little bit, and starting to play some good golf again.
I know it's never been about the money, but your earnings are up over $3.2 million. I mentioned a couple of other highlights. You get married this year. Have you taken a breath at all, Adam, to digest what has happened over the last number of months?
And I wish I could say yes, and that, every once in a while I feel like I have, but I don't think that I've had enough downtime just yet to really, go over this entire year. I mean, it's really has been an incredible run. I've played some extremely good golf, married the woman of my dreams, played in all four majors, having not played in a major for the previous 2-3 years, I think. So, and to be able to play President's Cup now is an incredible honor. And the year kind of just seems to keep getting better.
Scotty had mentioned it before. I had forgotten about the 59. I've always wondered where you, I just quit golf. Where do you go from there, right? When you think about the degree of difficulty winning on the PGA Tour and shooting a 59 on the PGA Tour, we had this debate, hitting four home runs in a game in a perfect game, the four home runs is more rare. Where do you go after a 59? How do you refocus knowing it's kind of downhill from there?
Well, let's be honest, it's not quite all downhill from there.
Well, not downhill, it's not uphill.
I know. I mean, as far as each individual round goes, sure. I mean, I'm not sure you could play a more perfect round.
No.
You know, to make 13 birdies in a round is pretty ridiculous, to be honest. And, you know, probably something that, you know, hopefully I have another chance to do it. But, you know, the odds are I'm not going to have many other chances to do it in my lifetime. But, you know, it's one of those things. It is just an individual round. It's sort of a crazy achievement, and not many people have done it on the PGA Tour. And but, you know, I think we're all chasing victories. And I know that, you know, speaking about that week, when I shot the 59, it got me into contention. It got me into the lead, but yeah. I wasn't able to finish it off. And so I still left that week with some disappointment. And I don't think I could have fully appreciated what the 59 meant and how good it was, because there was that little bit of loss, a little bit of a sting from not winning the tournament. So, you know, 59s are great and very rare, but I think for me it's a lot easier to kind of get focused on the rest of the season and the rest of the tournament, simply because, you know, we want the victory. We want to cap it off. We want to be holding trophies. We want to, you know, win events. We want to win the FedEx Cup. We want to win majors, and it sort of all goes hand in hand.
He is Adam Hadwin, and he qualifies for the President's Cup, the 10th and final spot on that team. It'll go at Liberty National coming up later this month, September the 28th to October the 1st. These events, the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup, we see emotion in a sport where a lot of guys are emotionless. Why is that? Will you find yourself being, you know, fist pump guy or getting a little fired up? How do you motivate yourself?
You know what? I'm actually truly going to be interested to see how I handle it and how I react to certain things, because I'm one of those emotionless guys, you know, tend to be on the golf course. I obviously let out a little bit of emotion there after the Valspar win, but I think throughout the tournament, I was very calm. I didn't get too up, too down. You know, I wasn't throwing fist pumps all over the golf course there on Sunday. So, it'll be interesting. And I think the major difference is now I'm not playing for myself. I'm playing for a team. And, you know, when you secure a point or you're making big putts against an opponent, you know, you're doing it for a team. You're doing it. We don't often get that. We never get that in professional golf. So that probably, you know, heightens, people's emotions a little bit. You know, this is our big event, the International's big event as a team. And I, like many others, I'm looking forward to seeing how I react. I don't certainly can't imagine myself being a Patrick Reed or a Rory McIlroy dropping, you know, 20 footers and going nuts on the first green. But who knows? I mean, maybe I am. We'll see what happens.
Adam, you're not going to turn down this opportunity, no question. You're not going to turn down an opportunity to keep playing in the FedEx Cup playoffs, but you've played a lot of golf this year. You've played a lot of tournaments. Is that something you will take a look at, reconsider for next year, just based on how tiring it may be?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is my third year out here, and it's still not perfect. You know, I'm still figuring things out, still figuring out what golf courses I prefer, what golf courses I play better at. You know, what cities my wife likes best, you know, all those things kind of go into building a schedule. And, you know, it has been busy. And I think I've got some big events too, not only, you know, obviously the FedEx Cup, Tour Championship, all that, President's Cup, but, you know, deciding what events to play in the fall and finally getting some time off and enjoying life a little bit. It all kind of goes into it. And it's nice. I'm in a great position right now where I get to plan a schedule for next year, and I can plan it around big events, which I haven't had in my career yet. And it's going to make things a lot easier. And I'll be able to plan a schedule and stick to it and do what's best for my body, my golf game. All those things go into it.
We know you're a big Canucks fan as well. Young Stars gets going this weekend, training camp shortly thereafter. What do you want to see from your Vancouver Canucks this year, Adam?
I mean, obviously we'd all like to see a run in the playoffs. I mean, I think that's the goal at every, you know, the beginning of every year. It's, you know, same thing that we're shooting for, right? Is a big run through the FedEx Cup playoffs. you know, they look to be in a bit of a rebuilding phase and trying to figure out their identity again. But, you know, just keep getting better. You know, give some of the young guys some shots, some chances to play, and, you know, we'll see. I don't usually typically get into the analysis of how they do it, when they do it, all that type of thing. I really just enjoy watching the game. I'm a huge fan of hockey in general, and you know, the Canucks, they've got a great organization, they've got great people and people that I've met and spent some time with, and you know, I obviously just wish them the best on the season. I know how hard it is. You know, I know how hard it is to have people critiquing you nonstop, and I know it's part of your guys' job to do that, so I'm not harping on you guys, but you know, just critiquing nonstop whether you do something good or bad and what you can do and what you can't do. So I can appreciate sort of the behind the scenes grind that a professional athlete goes to get to the top level and, you know, to play in the NHL or the PGA or any sport.
Well, man, it's one thing to be playing for yourself. It's another thing to be, like you said, kind of wrapped in the flag at this thing, and that's awesome. I mean, congratulations from us. You saw Mike Weird do it. You saw Graham Dillette do it, and now it's your turn. Congratulations on making this team, and good luck later this month.
Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it.